Have you ever considered the power of a question? Today, we're diving into the magical world of curiosity. Specifically, we're talking about how fathers can use open-ended questions to foster a culture of curiosity in their homes. In essence, open-ended questions are tools that encourage children to express their thoughts, feelings, and needs more freely. They differ from closed-ended questions, which usually prompt a yes or no response. Open-ended questions invite exploration and dialogue, creating an opportunity for deeper understanding and connection. Let's explore some practical examples of open-ended questions. Imagine you're in the midst of a playful activity with your child. Instead of asking, "Did you have fun today?" try asking, "What was your favorite part of today's playtime?" This not only shows you're interested in their experience, but also allows your child to reflect and share more deeply. At mealtimes, instead of asking, "Do you like your food?" consider, "What's the most interesting thing you've tasted today?" Such questions open up a variety of answers and can lead to fascinating conversations where your child feels valued and heard. Bedtime is another perfect opportunity for open-ended questions. Instead of closing with a, "Did you brush your teeth?" you might say, "What was something new you learned today?" or "How did you feel about the story we read?" Encouraging your child to share their thoughts before bedtime can be both soothing and informative. It's a time when children often feel more relaxed and open to talking about their day, their thoughts, and their feelings. Now, you may wonder how to get your child to elaborate on their responses. One effective technique is active listening, which involves focusing fully on the speaker, understanding their message, responding thoughtfully, and remembering what was said. When your child answers an open-ended question, demonstrate active listening by nodding, maintaining eye contact, and providing feedback like, "Tell me more about that," or "How did that make you feel?" This encourages them to continue sharing and deepens the conversation. Creating a safe environment for open dialogue is crucial. Ensure that your child feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. Validate their emotions by acknowledging their feelings with phrases like, "It sounds like you felt really proud," or "It seems that upset you." Such validations make your child feel respected and understood, paving the way for honest and open conversations. Fostering curiosity not only strengthens your bond with your child, but also enhances their critical thinking and creativity. Encouraging inquisitiveness helps children learn to explore the world around them, ask meaningful questions, and develop problem-solving skills. For instance, during a nature walk, instead of simply telling them about what you see, ask, "What do you think makes the leaves fall?" or "Why do you think the sky changes colors?" These questions prompt your child to think critically and creatively, engaging their natural instincts to learn and discover. Consider how you can integrate open-ended questioning into daily activities. Whether you're running errands or dealing with routine tasks, there's an opportunity for engagement. In the car, you might ask, "What are you thinking about today?" or during a chore, "What do you like about helping with this task?" These questions turn mundane activities into opportunities for meaningful connection and learning. Ultimately, building a habit of curiosity benefits both you and your child. As a father, fostering an environment where questions and exploration are encouraged demonstrates that you value their input and experiences. This practice not only enriches your relationship with your child, but also instills a lifelong love of learning and inquiry. Remember, the goal is not just to ask questions, but to listen and engage actively in your child's journey of self-expression and discovery. So, as you continue your day, think about how you can incorporate these strategies into your interactions with your children. Whether you're talking over dinner, playing games, or winding down for the night, there are countless opportunities to plant seeds of curiosity. Thank you for tuning in to Bonding Through Words. I hope these insights inspire you to create even stronger connections with your children through the power of questions and active listening. Until next time, keep encouraging their curiosity and cherish the bond you create.